Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get back to the Vikings and Cousins. And that news break in about 35 minutes ago. They've also signed, you see, I love all his work, Andrew Van Ginkle, two-year term with the Vikings for $20 million, $14 million guaranteed from the Dolphins. If you could have the name Andrew Van Ginkle or Dave Harrigan, which way are you going?
I always liked the name Andy Van Slyke, former Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-90s? So Andrew Van Ginkle.
Pirates, Cardinals, right?
Yeah, he had a nice little run. Andrew Van Ginkle, that's a solid name, too.
That's a great name.
Yeah. I've got a brother, Andrew, goes by Andy. So I don't know if we could both be that. But I'd like to take a shot.
Yeah, I would prefer Andrew Van Ginkle myself. Okay, back to Cousins. And the Vikings 235 chip is cranking out a column. I'm going to send him a text during the break demanding that he comes on at 235. We, of course, pay him zero. The Star Tribune is his main gig. So we got a lot of leverage. A lot of leverage. 4 years ago today, the world changed. Not hyperbole. Not exaggeration. Not phony. Hot talk from the radio host. Hey, everybody. 4 years ago, the world ended. What do you want to say? No, 4 years ago, a couple things happened. The World Health Organization declared a global pandemic, and Rudy Gobert affirmed it in America. When you think of 4 years ago, which one comes to mind first to you, Dave Harrigan? The World Health Organization or then Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert?
It is 100% Rudy Gobert.
Me too. Me too. I, at the time, and I want your thoughts, 651-461-9226. It's one of those days that we can talk globally about the pandemic. We certainly can talk about initially what were you thinking, and then in hindsight, what's the best part of how we came together, or what's the reality that we didn't come together? That was my point. And if we are attacked, would we come together as a country? Well, guess what? A pandemic attacked us, hit us, killed well over 6 million people across the globe, well over 1 million here, and we just blamed each other and didn't come together. So I'd love to hear from people through phone calls and text, 651-461-9226. I'm on a Twins trip. I'm on a Twins trip that I was going to take tomorrow also, but since we're on this California adventure, Adam and Jen are going, and they'll be amazing, no doubt about it. But I was with the Twins, the fan in the stands trip. And this is March 11th. My father is turning 100 on March 15th of 2020. And we had discussed this. My father and I had discussed it a number of times. And then with the radio station, the Tribune, and both organizations were, said we want to do something with you, but whatever works. And at first, Dave, there was talk of a big, huge event. And then I stepped in. And I said no, because in large ballroom sort of situations, his hearing was a mess. If it was one-on-one and he could hear you, he was still fantastic. But that wasn't going to fly in a large room. Even on his 90th, where there were hundreds honoring him, it was tough for him to hear that. So then we came up with the idea of Murray's. We'll do an all-day tribute to my father, and the key point will be we'll have an event at Murray's with not a huge group, but we're going to raise money for causes that mean a lot to us, where not a penny was going to go to us, but Children's Hospital and Gillette Children's Hospital. And so I'm in Florida, and I remember a day or two before, Dave, I was talking with Shannon, who was NRG GM, and kind of our committee. And we all said, are we okay with this with COVID? And I think it was like on March 9th, we had a meeting. I think it was, can you look up the calendar? Was the 11th a Wednesday, March 11th, 2020? Because I know we talked earlier in the week, and everybody at the point earlier in the week, Dave's like, we're fine. We're fine. And then I remember watching what was going on TV, on ESPN with Gobert Bear, and thinking, okay, everything's off. Everything is done. Was the 11th a Wednesday?
The 11th was indeed a Wednesday.
Okay. That's what I thought, because we had a Monday meeting. And then I remember Carla calling me, because we were living together at the time, just absolutely concerned like everybody else. Well, I shouldn't say everybody else. You know, those who were concerned were very concerned. And by the time we got back, what did I have at my house? Just a lot of really bad toilet paper. Just way too much bad toilet paper. Products I don't want, which are bad, toilet paper is near the top of the list. Text me. Products you don't want if they're not up to the quality you're used to. Toilet paper, right near the top for me, Dave. Did you guys hoard some of the toilet paper?
Not over the top, but we made our effort to get some. But, I mean, we missed out. You know, I remember going to the stores thinking, I guess we should probably get some. And, you know, whether it was Target, whether it was any of the big box stores, whatever. Empty shelves, baby.
Yep. For sure. So I got back, I think, on that Friday. And, yeah, you know, it's not like I was going to do a lot of shopping down in Fort Myers. But I remember when Q and I landed, and then pretty sure about Q to Kathleen's, and then, yeah, went to Targets and Costco's and Walmart's, whatever they were, and, yeah, it was absolutely empty. So we canceled my father's event, but then, you know, we didn't realize where we were going because the plan was all along, the station asked me to host the entire sports huddle. And I said, no, that's unfair to Dave and also to Mike Max. And so I came in the last hour with Bud. And I was pretty mad about the first hour and a half, to be honest, because he was having a tough time hearing. And it was a little bit on lacing, some technical issues. And also, if you weren't looking him in the eye, it was tougher. And to be honest, I watched those guys do a few shows. They didn't look my father. Look at him so he could read their lips. And that bothered me. Actually, it still bothers me today. And on the 15th, we all still were okay. By the 17th, Dave, it was over. By St. Patrick's Day, we're not going anywhere. We're all shut down. We weren't allowed in the building. And the odyssey began. The saddest thing, obviously, that 6 million people plus died. Million people plus died in America. The fact we came together with the vaccine is phenomenal as fast as we did. I see now when Trump will brag about it, the Alex Joneses of the world are calling him out for bragging about it. You know, do I think Trump was in the lab putting together? No. But for folks who want to diminish Trump's role, if it would have been Biden as president or if it would have been Hillary as president, they probably would be giving them credit. So under the watch. Now, Trump's, you know, lines about it's just all going to clear up on Christmas and Lysol stuff, utter nonsense. He is the president of the United States today without COVID. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe if he would have took it more serious, he would have beat Biden. But he was just so dismissive of it, and also the fact that he just pushed back so strongly on mail-in voting. When, by the way, it's a reality in five states, including Republican-leaning states. But I think outside of the deaths, and nothing's close to that, I think it just showed how divided we are. Just the finger point. This is wrong. This is amazing. No, you're an idiot for this. Do I think everything that the medical authorities offered up was flawless? No, I don't. All over the place on masking, Dave. All over on the vaccine was initially, we are never going to get it. Then it was going to give you a better chance. Then it was going to, you know, lessen the severity. And as somebody who had COVID, who's trying to stay up to date, sometimes I shake my head. Sometimes I do. Let's not forget, it was unfolding right in front of our eyes. No matter who the president was, no matter the leaders across the world, when you have this type of pandemic happening, if you think the success rate should be 100%, that's fantasy land. But I think it just showed how skeptical I am, Dave, that we would come together. So I want to get to Dave first. When you think of the initial days of COVID, this is 4 years ago today, World Health Organization declares a global pandemic. And then Rudy Gobert tests positive, and he's touching all the mics and acting like it's no big deal. And all of a sudden, sports in the world comes to a screeching halt. Sports played a huge part in America coming to a screeching halt. What do you say about the initial parts? And what do you say when you think about it? Because for me, I gave you some of my ideas. I'd like to hear from you. Phone call or text 651-461-9226. Call or text right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remind people the music theme of the day, Dave.
After seeing Gosling's performance of I'm Just Ken last night on the Oscars, we're paying tribute to perhaps the most forgotten men in the world today. All those people named Ken.
Yeah. A lot more Kennys than Kens, though.
I think so. I think if you were a Ken or a Kenneth at birth, you'd want to be a Kenny.
What do you say? I just was reacting with Ken Barlow earlier. I forgot to mention Ken.
Well, soul man.
Is Ken Barlow the most famous Ken in Minnesota history? Not Kent. It'd be Herbeck, but Ken.
Can't think of another one off the top of my head.
Before you react, because we're taking texts and calls, and 4 years ago today, World Health Organization declares a global pandemic. Rudy Gobert tests positive. NBA game canceled. Sports canceled soon. Lockdowns ensue. Here's a text. I got to be honest, bugs me. I remember listening to a radio announcer spew BS, we're all going to die. Turns out it was still the most overrated thing since Y2K. Yeah, I know. It killed people. Well, people die every day. I worked every during it. I think I meant to add every day during it. I think that's so callous and cruel. Would you have felt the texture? Would you have felt the same way if that was your husband or your wife or your son, your daughter, your best friend? They were going to die at some point. It didn't affect me. I worked every day. You're lucky. You're fortunate. I'm glad. I wish it wouldn't have affected any of us. But it did. Did some people go way over the top on it? Yes, we can have that debate. I believe absolutely there were some. But this idea was a conspiracy to get Trump out, or no big deal, people die every day. Yeah, these folks would have died eventually. And yes, it affected older people more, less healthy people more, no doubt. But if you don't think there were younger people died, if you don't think there are people dealing with long COVID right now, and your response is, people die every day. I just think that's, I think that's lacking respect for other people and a lack of awareness, because Dave, how many people would have felt that way if it's a perfectly healthy loved one? You know what? People die every day.
Even if they weren't a perfectly healthy loved one, even if they were struggling with, you know, whatever it is, and they contracted COVID, and because of that condition, they couldn't kick it, and they ended up passing away.
Before you chime in, everything about the pandemic was nothing but painful, and you were just reminding us of that. Please move on. No, it's 4 years. A lot of people are discussing it. You bring up significant seminal moments in our country's history. This is one of them. What jumps out for you before I read a lot of text here?
A lot of what you mentioned, but also just how it was a look into how just people of all walks of life react to crises so differently. You know, whether it was those that refused to take any sort of medical advice, you know, masking, from social distancing to going out at all, to obviously opinions and thoughts about the vaccine even before it was introduced, to those that were, nope, I am staying home. I am not leaving my house no matter what. If I have to, I am getting my groceries brought out to my car. I am not going out into the public. And, I mean, there were people that didn't see people, you know, didn't go out in public as much as they could possibly for months and even years. And just the shock of it all, of just, you know, trying to deal with the sensibilities of a country of hundreds of millions of people. And obviously you couldn't make everybody happy. But then the willingness to accept that, you know what, people are going to react differently and people are going to take this pandemic at a level of seriousness that might not be the same as yours. And that might be okay.
Among the texts, the thoughtless texter doesn't care is why it lasted forever. Everyone cared only about themselves, not about community neighbors and the wrong leader in the wrong time. There was a lot of selfish behavior during this, Dave.
Tons of it.
There really was.
Mm-hmm.
And there were still many parts of the pandemic which showed greatness of our country and some of the kindness. But there's a lot of that last texture, Dave. Didn't affect me. All overhyped. Why do we spend so much time worrying about it?
There was a lot of that, and I think that only got emboldened by a lot of the people. And you know what? I'll raise my hand. I was absolutely guilty at times for having a bit of a holier-than-thou attitude for people that weren't taking it as serious as I was. And, you know, just having a mindset, well, clearly you don't understand and, you know, you're an idiot. Well, you know, maybe we should have been more educating, you know, more educating people and a little bit more gracious to folks that weren't getting behind every single, you know, I can't think of the word right now, but every single precaution that others were taking.
I think there is, in hindsight, hopefully at the time, and for a lot, maybe not enough, that there were individuals who, in a reasonable, rational, calm, but direct and very important way, were raising questions. Okay? That's fine. And maybe we did not respect those folks enough. But for the folks who were shrill, dismissive, callous, right from the get-go, that's very different from raising other valid questions. A lot of people saying about the number of people they lost. Somebody saying lost an aunt in December of 2020. Our family's not been the same since. Regarding COVID and shutdown, you shouldn't pick up the scab. People favor the draconian shutdowns and didn't miss a paycheck or lose a business would do well to leave that matter alone. Well, if you're talking to me about losing money, you're talking to the wrong person. Because that isn't even close. I can assure you that. Not even close. And draconian? I guess we debate draconian. Because I'm not exactly the one who just sits in my house on a regular basis and doesn't get out. I thrive on people. So, did I listen to certain experts on parts of the shutdown? Yeah, because I was trusting experts continuously and forever. No. See, there's way too much generalizing with some of these. Fake news. Maybe more people would have shot up bleach and put fluorescent bulbs up their backside. It would have cured it. Yeah, Dave, how about you? Did you ever consider that?
I thought about it. I mean, not the bleach, but fluorescent bulbs, yeah. I mean, you know, some lights, some power lights, LEDs. I don't know.
Do you agree with me and the texter for the pandemic? If not for the pandemic, Trump wins over Biden?
Yeah, I think he does. I think the country was seemingly rolling along very well. And as everyone knows, people vote with their wallets. And the economy was not hurting at the time.
No, it was not. And, you know, Biden had emerged after he looked pretty awful in Iowa and New Hampshire. And until Clyburn picked him, he really wasn't going to be the guy that he was. It's kind of similar now. The people who love Trump really, really love him. And the people who love Biden, they're not as strong. There's just a lot of people who are going along. So I do believe Trump would have won. Kirk Cousins is gone. He goes to Atlanta. Gets a four-year deal. The first 2 years guaranteed and out of $10 million also guaranteed. So he's guaranteed $100 million. He's done after 6 years. What does Chip Scoggins think? We'll find out in seconds here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.